Test 75, Section 1, Question 1. So here, the pundit's argument relies on the assumption that. So we're looking for the assumption in the argument. It says, our city made a mistake when it sold a private company the rights to assess and collect parking fees. So it was a mistake to privatize the parking system. The private company raised parking fees and so has been able to reap profits far greater than what it paid for the rights to assess and collect the fees. Okay, so they actually made money on it. They made more money than they paid, which sort of like, yeah, that's kind of how businesses work. But it's saying the private company raised fees and then they're making more money than what they paid. If the city had not sold the rights, then that money would have gone to the city. So if they hadn't sold the rights, it would have gone to the city. Now, in this case, we're saying that the city made a mistake when it sold the rights, and the evidence is just this other company has raised rates and made more money than it paid. The problem with this is that it's assuming that the city could have and was able to do what the private company did in this situation. And so that's the idea. A, other private companies would have been willing to pay for the rights to assess parking fees. We don't really care what other private companies would have done. We really just care about whether the city would have made more or less money. The city could have raised parking fees had it not sold the rights. We do kind of have to assume that, because you have to assume in order to say if it hadn't sold the rights, that money would have gone to the city, you do have to assume the city could have raised those rates. So B is okay. C, municipal functions like assessing and collecting parking fees should always be handled directly by the municipality in question. While that would help the argument, it's not required. We don't have to assume should always be handled directly by the municipality, just that in this case it should have. D, the revenue from parking fees is not the only factor that cities need to consider in setting their rates for parking fees. Well, that's not really relevant here. We don't have to assume that it's not the only one, because we're really talking about whether or not they should have privatized the system. And then E, private companies assess and collect parking fees more efficiently than cities do. This actually would say it's not really a bad thing to have given it to the private company, because it's really just a matter of efficiency. And so we don't have to assume that they do it. That's something where it could go either way. And so answer choice B is our correct one, because if we make B false and the city could not have raised the parking fees had it not sold the rights, well, then all of a sudden you've destroyed the conclusion that the city could have had that money. And therefore, answer choice B is our correct response.